Hi. If you've got 5 minutes or so, I'll help you better understand how parts are affecting you and what you can do to live a calmer, happier, more courageous life, one short, helpful podcast at a time. Let's get started. Welcome to You and All Your Parts. This is Laura Lively. One misconception people may have about self-energy is that it's all or nothing, like you're either in it or you're not. And once you're there, once you have access to self-energy, you will always be there. If only life worked that way. So I want to talk about the fact that self-energy is actually a continuum. There can be anywhere from being completely blended with a part, like I am when I'm screaming at the guy who cut me off in traffic, all the way to being in a state of transcendence on the other side. Think like Christ energy, Buddha energy, maybe when you've been in a deep meditative state. Yeah, that's over here on the other side. And most of us don't live over here, right? Like most of us work somewhere in the middle, and that's okay. That's actually what we're looking for. So in fact, I'll even go a step further. There is nothing wrong with blending with a part's energy if the part's in its harmonious role. So I've healed many parts in my system that love being creative, who love playing with art supplies and creating all sorts of art journals or artist trading cards or soul collage. They just love anything. They will finger paint. They love anything. And so when I pull out my art supplies, I purposely call up those parts, call them out to play, invoking their energy so that they can enjoy the fun that I'm going to have, so that they feel like they're a part of my life. I also have a part that loves checking things off of my to-do list. And when I need to knuckle down and get things done, I purposely call up that part and knock things off of my list. This part loves it, and I end up feeling super accomplished. So back to the spectrum. Maybe when I'm yelling at the guy who cut me off in traffic, I was overblending with that rage part. Yep, I can see that. And I'm okay being somewhere in the middle of with the parts that want to get stuff done or make art. So what I'm trying to say is we don't live over here. We don't live over here in transcendence. At least I don't. Maybe you do. If you do, drop me a note. I want to know how you do that. So don't get bummed out if you occasionally lose your mind and are screaming at a driver. Just get good at noticing that cranky part. Get good at noticing, oh, I am so blended. How can I get curious about what's happened? How can I be more open to why is this cranky part like throwing a fit right now? Just notice. So thanks again for joining me today. Be sure to check out the video description below for links to some free resources. Until the next time, love to you and all of your parts. Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe so you always know about new content. And don't forget to check out my website where I offer a free e-course and a complimentary 50-minute session to see how I can help you deepen your parts work journey. I'll see you again soon. Until then, love to you and all of your parts.